I Hated You First, Sworn to Loathe You, Book 1. Written by Rachel John. Narrated by Cecily White.
1. Clay.
How does a 25-year-old mechanic end up dressed as Prince Charming in front of a dozen small children at a backyard party? As you could probably guess, because of a girl. The girl. And even though she was completely off-limits and hated my guts, there I was, standing in stretchy pants and a floppy hat sporting an ostrich feather. It was complicated. Or very simple, depending on how you want to look at it. Here's the thing. My best friend, Parker Harwood, has held this enormous grudge against his half-sister for as long as I can remember. Some justified, a lot irrational, and all of it highly inconvenient in a family business atmosphere. Also inconvenient, me, carrying a torch the size of a forest fire for her. If either of them found out, I'd for sure lose them both. And I couldn't lose them. Their messed up family was all I had. Having been raised by my grandparents, who left me to my own devices as long as I did my chores, I'd spent most of my childhood at the Harwoods. I needed them in my life, and that meant keeping my feelings for Lauren to myself.
Clay, you look like you're constipated,
Lauren whispered out the side of her mouth, waving her gloved hand at all the little birthday attendees sitting on the grass in front of us.
Get ready, the song's coming on.
I got into position on our makeshift dance floor, which was stacks of wooden pallets strapped together, painted a gaudy gold, and bedazzled to death. The Harwoods never did anything halfway, not even the ones who'd married in. I'd be having words with Lauren's sister-in-law later. This was definitely not up to code. I also didn't appreciate all the cell phone cameras aimed in my direction. There was so much evidence I'd done this. Facing Lauren, I pressed my palms against her gloved ones. I hate you so much right now. That only made her smile bigger, even dolled up, looking blonde and beautiful and way too princess-like. She couldn't hide her sass.
I know. Thanks for stepping in last minute. This is seriously the highlight of my week.
Then your week blows. The music swelled, giving me the last word, as I'd hoped it would. I bobbed away from her to the beat, and she did the same on her side. We'd practiced this a couple of times before the party started, and I must have passed some coordination test because Lauren hadn't made fun of me as much as I thought.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?